going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, on last Friday's show, we asked, what story involving your phone can you laugh about now? And about 70% of the calls, texts, and emails we got will involve people dropping their phones, namely in the toilet, myself included. But phones aren't the only things accidentally dropped into the commode. We have the story of a supermodel. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she dropped her credit card in the toilet. Or even worse, way worse, a contestant on the British version of Big Brother. She dropped her tea bag into the toilet. Now, the thing is, she still used it to make tea. And her reasoning, quote, tea is precious. Maybe, but it ain't that precious. Now, that's both gross and mildly dangerous, but not as dangerous as dropping a 45-pound weight onto another man's head at the gym. That was a situation in Australia where the victim suffered a fractured skull. Meanwhile, in China, a man suffered a broken foot when another man dropped a 140-pound barbell onto his toe. But look, sometimes people, I don't know, they get a case of the dropsies. And a man in Chicago, he accidentally dropped his bag of heroin at the police station. As you'd imagine, things did not go well for him from that point. Then there's a genius in Florida, shot himself when he dropped his gun at a Walmart. And a South Korean fighter jet pilot, he injured 8 people when he accidentally dropped 8 bombs on a civilian area. That's a big old case of the oopsie diddles. Now, today we're talking about that thing that you dropped, but specifically why that thing you dropped ended up being so bad. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what did you drop? And where is the unfortunate place that you dropped it?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But tell us, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,322. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat coming up at 4:30. We will once again be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Nicks from the Daily Nicks Morning Show. Yes, we will sit and spin. What do we talk about all day in the office back there?
Flowers, man.
Every day. Ted will come in and say, hey, man, did you go? Have to check out some of the flowers that are blooming in the neighborhood.
I mean, they're just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So today, we have 10 songs about flowers.
Yeah!
You knew we would get here, eventually.
Well, by popular demand. We got all your emails, calls, and texts. Like, right. You guys don't talk about flowers enough.
Love flowers. They do, man. Today is National Flower Day.
It is!
I don't know if anybody knew that. Probably you didn't.
You didn't get the card?
I bet a dollar you didn't know that.
No.
But now you do. And now you're going to get 10 songs about flowers coming up with a Sit and Spin. And today on The Question, we're going to talk about dropping things. What did you drop? Where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? People drop all kinds of things. Things fall from the sky. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. Here's one that I think is great. We go to the state of Ohio. And after an Ohio sheriff's deputy left the courtroom for a bathroom break, a man in his custody was suddenly hit with a series of electric shocks. Okay? So the sheriff's deputy, he leaves the courtroom. He goes to the bathroom. In the courtroom, there's a man in custody, and he starts getting electric shocks. You might wonder, what's going on?
Yeah.
The Franklin County officer accidentally dropped the remote control for the inmate's stun belt into the toilet.
Oops.
Oh. While drying the device, it accidentally and repeatedly shocked one David Wade, who was facing trial on charges of promoting prostitution, unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, and promoting drugs. The 40-year-old was later cleared medically. The shocks went on for less than a minute, but the judge declared a mistrial, meaning his trial is going to happen again at a later date, all because this guy dropped a stun belt, which I've never heard of before.
I've heard of it.
Into the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, a stun gun is when you point at somebody and you shoot. This guy had a permanent one apparently on his body.
Yeah, it's like a sock collar for the dog, right? But it's right in case you're like a violent offender or they expect you to get a little unruly in court instead.
I mean, is he going like, ah!
He's got to be, right?
Well, the shock devices, often fashioned as belts or ankle cuffs, they can feel comparable to being tased and often cause people to urinate or defecate on themselves. Now, Amnesty International, they have called for the, quote, torture devices to be banned. Now, there's limited data available on how widely the devices are used and under what circumstances, but reports indicate they're used in a variety of cases across the country. In Ohio, for example, they've been used during several murder trials. One of the state's death row inmates even filed a civil suit against a local manufacturer of a stun belt, claiming the belt prevented him from fully focusing on his trial, because he was afraid the thing was going to go off. The stun devices are useful, they say, because they prevent escape or violence.
Yeah, but now he's worried.
Yeah. Yes, he is. I'm sorry that has inconvenienced you. I mean, look, man, typically it only goes off if you do something and the officer feels compelled to have to use it. In this case, yeah, it fell in the toilet. It shorted out. What I love about that is the deputy has no idea.
Right.
Meanwhile, the guy in the courtroom, I don't know, like, did the bailiff or other public defenders, did they know he had this thing on? Because, like you said, he just starts screaming for about a minute, dropping on the floor, like, what is this guy doing? You know, then the deputy walks in like, my bad.
Yep.
Dropped in the toilet, ma'am. Sorry. Yep. Sorry about that.
This is a doozy as far as our pockets are concerned, especially when it comes to our tax dollars. Each year, the United States military, they say, spends billions of dollars on equipment that has a good chance of being lost or abandoned in the line of duty at some point. We all understand that. Its members are obviously trained to minimize the damage of that happening. But the USS Harry S. Truman is struggling on that front now that not one, but two fighter jets have fallen off the aircraft carrier 8 days apart.
On the same aircraft carrier.
The military industrial complex is built on a foundation, they say, of the production of pricey equipment designed to be disposable in the grand scheme of things.
Sure.
Also goes without saying that you don't want to simply lose a piece of equipment that costs tens of millions of dollars to produce. But the Navy, they've run into a bit of an issue on that front based on what recently has transpired. Now, the aircraft carrier, which has been in operation since being launched in 96, is currently in the Red Sea and supporting operations with rebels in Yemen. On April 28th, the F-A-18E Super Hornet. Do you guys know how much one of those costs?
Super Hornet.
$250 million.
$67 million. Was okay. Being towed into a hangar and fell into the water as the ship was making a hard turn. Bless you, Ted. That forced the crew to do a maneuver to attempt to avoid a missile strike. So they're trying to avoid a missile strike, but they dropped a $67 million plane into the water.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, according to ABC News, another mishap led to an F-A-18F. That's a two-seater version of that model, meeting the same fate on Tuesday during a botched landing where the fighter jet, well, that one costs about $60 million.
A cheap one.
It failed to catch the cable that slows the planes down when they hit the flight deck.
Right.
You've seen those cables that string them across.
Can they not hit the thing and take back off?
I mean, in theory, I don't think so. Because as I understand it, right, you're bringing this thing into the aircraft carrier. You're doing the best you can to bring your plane to slow down.
Correct.
So whatever brakes you got, you're jamming. And then that extra cable is there because you don't truly have the ability to just break before you go off the edge. So when he didn't catch the cable, you don't have the chance to re-accelerate to get off the thing. You're already slamming on the brake. And I don't know how long it takes you to know
they missed that the cable. Didn't catch the cable. So they missed the cable. They go flying off the front of the boat.
Right. I mean,
the two pilots eject into the water. So they had to turn around and get their asses. They were retrieved, but either way, not one, but two jets.
In 8 days.
In 8 days. It's,
it sounds like this guy Chip I used to work with. Ted, you used to work with him, too.
I
used to work with him. Hell, so before I was on the air, I'm doing all this board op work. I finally get my shot to go on the air. It is overnights on the easy listening station, be the equivalent of, oh, Christ, I don't even know what we have here. But anyway, I'm playing Cher, Ace of Base, crap like that. He worked the shift before me, and he had a 7-Eleven big gold cup, all right? And I think it was Coca-Cola, whatever, but like anything, it starts to sweat on the outside. It gets slippery. Chip picks it up to drink and drops it into the board that controls the radio station. So basically, Coca-Cola has now spilled into the board that provides the audio for the radio station. This is a 50,000-watt, very well-rated radio station.
And Chip wasn't like a big guy.
No.
I don't know, but like soda was his thing. So, I mean,
he loved soda. Right.
It was like super big gulp or like double gulp
and
every
it was
night.
Massive, right? But it spills into the board. The station is off the air, so we got to call the engineer. This guy, Ray, he comes in. He's not happy. He understands that these things happen. Anyway, he gets the station back on the air after a couple of hours. So before I even leave the next morning, keep in mind, my shift ends at 6 a.m. Before I even leave, there's already an email from CBS Corporate. Hey, guys, seriously, do not have drinking food in the studio. If you do have drinking food in the studio, do not drink it near the board. And picture the studio is probably about the size of the average bedroom. So they're like, look, if someone says don't eat in my bed, just go to the farthest corner and eat there. All right? That is the memo that comes out. And CBS Corporate has made this clear.
And just for the record, right? Like, Mike's kind of joking around. He just took a sip of his beverage, right? But even, and I ran the board for years, like you keep it kind of like Mike's is, to the
to
side.
To the side.
Mm-hmm. Mike, he would keep it in front, dead center,
oh, yeah,
on that board.
This is, I mean, you're begging, for, but again, he never knocked it over. He dropped it. So the next night, this is 18 hours after this memo has gone out, Chip has another big gulp. And even though this email was sent on his behalf, they did not name drop him when they sent the email, but it was sent because of him. Who's the one guy who not only puts the soda back in front of the board again, but picks it up with one hand. Chip was not a big guy. So one hand on a sweaty big old cup, you ain't going to hold it. And the proof was he did it again the next night. And it went back into the board and took the station back off there. The amazing thing about Chip, did not lose his job.
No.
I do not know how this is. Because when that thing went in, I'm like, Chip, you're an idiot. He's like, I'm in so much trouble. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, corporate just sent out an email because of something you did. And look, they've done it for me, too. The difference is I didn't do it again. And if I did, it wasn't the next night, man. But he kept his job. But that's what the aircraft carrier thing reminds me of. Like, the exact same thing happened again in this exact same spot.
And what was their reasoning? As I'm looking it up online, it sounds like they should be able to hit the accelerator and get back out in the air.
You think?
If you miss the cord. Like the one that just rolled off, nothing you could do about that.
Well, they're avoiding a missile. I get it. You go like, all right, fair enough. But you got to think about your reaction time. I'm bringing this jet in. As far as I know, everything's fine. My goal is to bring this thing to a stop, so I'm jamming on my brakes. I understand we need that cable to make it official, but I don't know how long you have before you realize that you didn't catch the cable to make a decision about whether or not to reaccelerate. Right? Or keep jamming on the brakes. Because at that point, it's just a human being going, oh, S. Mm-hmm. You know what? And you see the end of that runway coming up quick, man. Because aircraft carriers are not very long.
They're not. I'm just going with what I've seen on TV and movies. But it seems like that cord is right there in the beginning.
Well, movies,
so he's
sure.
Got to know if he didn't get it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Look, maybe I'm wrong. In this case, I don't necessarily blame the pilot. Like, the thing that's supposed to stop the plane, it's just not there. And we are still hauling ass, whether I'm braking or not in this thing. And there's the end of the boat, man. Yeah.
But he missed it, right?
With the, I thought in this case, he just didn't catch the cable.
Right, so that's on the pilot.
Is it, though?
Yeah. The cable's out there. If he doesn't catch it, that's on the pilot.
Because my understanding is...
Charge him the $60 million.
I don't know. So, like, does the thing drop off the bottom, like the hook on the bottom of the plane, right? When you come down and it's supposed to catch... The hook itself is supposed to catch the cable.
Correct.
How much is that on the pilot versus the guys on the ship? You know what I mean? Because you can
well,
say it's
all
pilot's
on the
fault.
Pilot. They laid it out. It's his job to make sure that hook catches it.
I don't know.
One of the best ones. Ted, we're kind of in the area where your mom used to live. They had in Columbia, Maryland. They had a bounce room, and they did birthday parties there.
All right.
It was one of those things where like every single they were like big, huge triangles with pads in the middle of them, and people just bounce from, like, quadrant to quadrant to quadrant. Looks like a good time. They have, like, a big foam pit ball area and all that crap, and kids basically go in there. They have birthday parties and everything else. So my kids are pretty young at this time. That they're probably 4 or 5 years old. Birthday party for one of their friends. It's cool. Cannot remember which one, but either way, they were both invited to this party. They start the bouncing and everything else, and at some point in time, one of the guys... the father of the child, or I'm almost positive it was the father of the child. Either way, he's coming into the place. He's got like 6 pizzas. Okay, right. There's probably 30 kids at this birthday party and their parents. Now, he gets the pizzas out of the back of his car, van, whatever. And they're sizable pizzas.
Yeah.
So he's got like, it's under his chin and he's holding it. He's got this. It's not really a big deal. There's a glass door.
Oh,
so
no.
I see him coming, and he's walking up. He's walking up the sidewalk to the front door, glass door. But right in front of the door, about 2 feet away, is a 2-inch to 3-inch ledge.
Yep.
He cannot see this because the boxes of pizza are blocking the view of his feet.
Correct.
And what's in front of him. All right. So I get up. I start walking toward the door. So I'm still about 20 feet from the door, but I'm opening the door for him.
Yeah.
Obviously, you just hold on for a minute. He kicks that cement thing, man. And when I'm telling you, he face planted into that glass.
I mean, it was like quick. It was boom, 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 boom. And I mean, all these pizzas were like, they were just completely compressed and smashed.
Just smashing the glass?
He hits the glass with his head. He rolls off. Pizza boxes are flying everywhere. It opens up a couple of pizzas flying everywhere. Every single, like, there was one salvageable pizza out of these six or five boxes of pizza that he had. And it was just like, oh, dude. And he was not okay. Like, he messed himself up. Oh, yeah, he smashed his head, the whole deal. He was kind of out of it. Like, he went over and over, like, hey, man, you okay? Get up. He was like, no, man, I'm actually not okay. And I'm like, I will just sit there for a minute. And I started, and I opened up the box. They're upside down. There's cheese everywhere. It's just, it's a mess because the pizzas were stacked, so they were still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Everything fell off the top of
them. Like, you feel bad for him, but you almost feel worse for those kids. They're just watching the tragedy of the pizza.
And I'm they're like, screw dad, I want the food.
And man, I'm looking at the pizza, and I'm like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Fortunately, the pizza place was not too far away. So we did make a call. We ordered more pizzas. I actually went and picked them up that time.
Because you knew the lip was there.
Well, the party was also like an hour and a half or 2 hours. I'm like, I can get out of here for a second.
Boom.
I can leave.
I volunteer for many things.
So, kids were I swear to you, there was cheese on the door handle. I mean, like, when he hit the thing, everything just exploded. It exploded in the glass.
Ugh.
There was pizza all over the front steps. He's covered in pizza. He hurt his elbow. He hurt his head. Like, something was wrong with his knee. He was pretty well jacked up, man. But it was...
I shouldn't be smiling, but I am.
I was, too. I was just like, man, this is awful. And I was the only one who saw him do this.
Oh, really?
Because no one else, everybody's watching the kids jump around and everything.
Yeah.
I was kind of sitting up on like a pad, like one of these things we have out here in the lobby, just watching the kids do her thing. I could see them out the window. I'm like, all right, cool. Here come the pizzas. Boom, man.
That's great.
It
is.
At the time, I got the time. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
By the way, Ted, regarding the aircraft carrier and the planes.
Yeah.
You are correct. Apparently, it's the pilot's fault.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, incorrect throw. The planes are full of enough power to regain air if the trap fails. It continues. They definitely can take back off. That's why they train to touch and go on Whidbey Island. Someone else says the pilot uses a tail hook to engage arresting wires on the flight deck, which rapidly decelerates the aircraft. However, upon touchdown, the pilot immediately pushes the engines to full power, not to slow down, but to have the option of a go-around if needed. So I guess the theory is when they're landing, they take it to full power. The cables are supposed to catch them. If the cable fails, which is the case, then they have the power to take off.
Correct.
So you're right. It's the pilot.
They just can't put on their afterburners. What I was going
to
say,
I was trying to defend the pilot. Everyone here is like, thoroughly, you're an idiot,
man. I was going to say, I don't know why you think it's on the ground. Like, look, Mike has to turn on the mics, right?
Sure.
The microphones. But if we just sat here and looked at him and didn't talk, we get in trouble. Mike did his job.
Yeah.
He turned on the microphone. So I'm saying, the crew laid out that cable. The pilot's got to catch it. There's a movie about fighter pilots or pilots in Vietnam. I forget the name of it. It's, you know, guys die. It's sad.
Right.
But there's this famous scene where they're in this bar, and there's, like, this game they're playing with, like, the Navy pilots and the Air Force pilots, and they just, it's like a chair that zips down, and you got to get the hook.
Okay. Yeah, somebody here says, on landing, the plane is supposed to be at 100% military power. They should be trying to take off until the cable stops the plane cold. The pilot is supposed to hit the cable, but the deck could be pitching down or just not enough power and or airspeed to safely get back up to speed. But everyone's saying what you're saying. Like, bro, it's on the pilot.
Here's my question. If I'm on that crew.
Yeah.
Because you got to imagine a Navy fighter pilot's going to be a little more arrogant or whatever.
Of course.
I mean, I would mean mug that idiot every day.
Would you giggle out loud when you see the plane
go off the edge of the boat? This won't do much for people listening, but I would just do this one every time I saw him. Just close my mouth and shake my head.
What did you drop and where was the unfortunate place that you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This guy's kind of a D-bag. Shane Ryan, he is 33 years old as we go down under. Initially said it was an accident. Before the case went to trial, he changed his story and accepted the fact that he did it deliberately. Both men were working out at the Next Level gym in Palmerston, Northern Australia.
Next Level.
When the unprovoked incident occurred. Footage shows Ryan picking up a 45-pound plate, walking toward his victim, who was lying on his back, basically doing dumbbell bench press.
Right.
He then appears to fake tripping, lunges toward the victim, and drops the 45-pound weight on his head.
Jesus. On purpose.
On purpose. Guy falls to the floor, rolls off the bench, suffered a fractured skull, along with significant and ongoing psychological problems. Meanwhile, Ryan acted as though he had injured his ankle, stumbled away with his head in his hands. He eventually returned to the man to help him and call an ambulance. Now, the court heard in the run-up to the incident that relations between the two men had always been amicable and very friendly. It is not known what the motive was.
Huh. So, did they know each other? Or did they know each other from the gym?
They knew each other from the gym. That was about it. So, after pleading guilty on the first day of his trial, Ryan was sentenced to 19 months in prison. Now, he'll have to serve a minimum of 10 months before he is eligible for parole. The justice described Ryan's actions as very dangerous and called the lack of obvious motive for the attack troubling. He said the victim was vulnerable as he was lying on his back and had weights in his hands. He was not able to protect himself. He also had no reason to believe that you would attack him as you did. Where there is an obvious motive for an offense, it is often possible to assess the likelihood of the offender reoffending. He never said why he did it. That is simply not possible in circumstances where there's no motive, and you have chosen not to shed any light on that issue. So he still wouldn't say why he did it.
That's crazy.
And that frustrated the judge.
Yes, I can see why. Like, why did you do this?
Now, in your years working in the kitchen, have you ever seen someone drop something like a knife that went into the top of someone's foot?
Definitely seen knives go into people's feet very often. Like, typically, anyone who works in the kitchen, if something is hot or something is sharp, if it's falling off of the counter, everyone just back away. Right, period. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what you get the hell out of the way. But human instinct, sometimes it's just not what you're thinking. Some people go to catch something or whatever it is, and the knives always stick point down someone's foot. Definitely the thing that's frustrating, because with that, you don't get a lot of sympathy for cutting yourself or burning yourself in the kitchen. It's just, that's just part of the gig, right? There's nothing you can do about it. What would piss you off, though, say like an eight top comes in, right? You're slaving over this freaking table, and you plate everything up, and then the waiter or waitress drops the tray before they even get out of the kitchen.
Right.
And you just, yeah, because it just means we get to do this again. And they're probably going to get a discount because the food's going to take longer. But we had a guy that worked with us, and he's from El Salvador. Worked with him for a year and a half before I ever heard him speak English. Maybe that's the way I phrase this. So there's probably about 8 to 10 dudes. They all knew each other, all from El Salvador. We had two guys that spoke English. They would translate to the rest of the guys. And they had periphery gigs, right? They're either working in prep, they're working dishwasher, you name it. But great employees. So this one guy, he worked every weekend. I do not remember his name. He was a suave little guy and had his hair pulled back in a ponytail. The ladies loved him, whatever. Never spoke a word of English. So he is the bar back slash bus boy. He grabs a tray of glasses from the bar. He's going to run them back to the dishwasher in the kitchen. And I don't remember like if he slipped or whatever, but he drops the tray and all the glasses break. And it's not like embarrassing or anything. There's no one in the dining room. They could hear it, but they couldn't see it. This is just in the kitchen. We kind of ignore it because that's a him problem, and it's not going to mess with productivity, right? But this guy, who we had not heard speak English for a year and a half, and he's there every day, he drops his tray of glasses, and the first word out of his mouth is an S-bomb. And that's when we're like, wait a minute. Wait, you don't speak any English, but you can cuss in English. And even then, when we're saying that to him, he's just like, yeah, no comprende. We're like, S. You know, like, he's like, yeah, S. Really. He's like basically trying to explain because I dropped the glasses. And so talking to this guy, Eddie, he was one of the guys that could speak English. I'm like, he cusses in English, but everything else is in Spanish. He goes, hey, man, when it comes to cuss words, he's like, no one does it better than the U.S. He's like, you guys have all the cuss words. And I found this out in Mexico, too, because they're like, yeah, there's a guy talking, and he said, bull ass. I'm like, I know the translation of that in Spanish. He's like, but it doesn't carry any weight. He's like, the way you guys talk, man. So he's like, there'd be a way to say mother effer in Spanish, but it doesn't carry the same weight as when you just say it in English. So he goes, believe it or not, like if you stub your toe or something in Mexico, it's like, doesn't matter who the guy is. He's probably going to drop an F-bomb, an S-bomb. Even though they're not Spanish, we all know what they mean. And he's like, your words really stick. I'm like, huh? He's like, seriously. He's like, people from the U.S. cuss, man. You don't have to understand language. It's like, it's so clear, their point of view. And then he started cussing at me in Spanish. He was telling me what he was going to say. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. He's like, right, yep. If I'm not acting mad, it doesn't sound like anything. So he's like, oh, yeah, man, you speak Spanish, you want to cuss in English. It's like, you guys are the best cuss words. And I just felt kind of proud about that. I'm like, all right, man.
This is a pretty cool story. It could have been a lot worse. A teenage girl in Florida might not be alive today if Andrew Smith had made the last-minute decision to go shark fishing at Pensacola Beach.
Any relation type?
No, but yeah. Ironically, I met an Andrew the other day.
Okay.
Hope you're doing all right out there, Andrew, who's having a tough time.
Andrew Smith cannot swim or kayak. He's got an epileptic seizure disorder.
But he went shark fishing.
Well, here you go. He uses drones to drop baits.
Okay.
Oh, so does Two-Turn Tony.
So, last Thursday,
I didn't know that was a real thing. I thought that was just that crazy guy I followed.
Who's Two-Turn Tony?
He's an influencer. He's Two-Turned, and he shark fishes all the time
with drones.
Yeah, I swear to God, I've never seen him. He's obsessed with it, and he takes his drone so he can get out from the shore.
Okay,
so he can get out there a little farther, right, and catch these sharks. And they just release them.
So he uses that most of the time to drop bait. Last Thursday, he used it to rescue a girl who was struggling in a rip current. Minutes after he arrived at the beach, he said, "I'm sitting there, and this girl comes running, asking if anyone could swim." I said, no, I can't. I absolutely can't swim. She was running and screaming. Nobody on the beach could swim that day. What the hell's going on?
What kind of beach is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I could swim. I don't know that I'd swim into a riptide to save somebody.
No. It's one thing to say you wouldn't do that. It's another thing when no one on the beach can swim.
That is weird.
Yeah. A friend was getting sucked more and more out, and I looked down at the drone. I was like, oh, God. Well, the drone can kind of swim, but I can't. So Smith said he grabbed a flotation device and flew it out to the girl. The first attempt failed miserably. He said, I flew it out. It was a terrible miss. I released it way too early. It was a really windy day. Now, Smith then said a bystander helped him with another flotation device and gave it to him. Now, realizing it would probably be his last chance, he flew it out to the girl, who was at that point exhausted, released the flotation device after she got her hands on it. She climbed on, started floating, and then first responders arrived about 5 minutes later. They were in a little powerboat. They were able to go all the way out and get her. If it wasn't for the second drop, she would not have made it. The EMS, the cops, and lifeguard said she definitely probably would have not been rescued. Smith says that EMS personnel asked him about...
Wait, there was a lifeguard there?
No, apparently not. I guess there were, but...
Well, we can't swim either.
They didn't swim out.
How did they have all these, I don't know, floating devices? No. Nobody can swim.
The non-swimmers beach.
I do not know.
Even our lifeguards can't swim.
Can't say I've spent too much time in Pensacola. Smith said EMS personnel.
I've been to Pensacola.
Decent place.
Yeah.
Well, it's all the way to the very western part of the peninsula, right?
It's beautiful.
Not in our base there.
I was going to say, ironically, that's where like the Blue Angels and a lot of the fighter pilots are.
Right. You say it's beautiful, but anyone who spent time in Pensacola always said it's hell on earth. And I can never figure that out either because it's on the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful sand.
Well, it's around a military base. So unfortunately, around military bases, is usually not the best neighborhood.
Of course.
But if you're just going, say, with your brother or dad to meet an uncle and he's drinking at a beach bar, it's beautiful.
Apparently, the Swell Pro drone has two releases on the bottom and can be used for fishing.
Swell Pro.
And you can carry two life jackets on it and get to people fast. Smith said the teen's father talked to me for like 5 minutes and called me his guardian angel and thanked me. It was pretty crazy. He says he hopes the incident will remind people to pay more attention to the flag warning system, as the flags were, it was all red that day, basically saying hazardous swimming conditions, avoid the water if at all possible.
And no one there could swim. That just blows my mind, man. At a beach, I would assume at least 75% could swim.
Yep.
You know, even the people sunning the sun, and nobody cares about the flags. When we were in Mexico, what was the flag? Whatever the flag was, it was for a bunch of jellyfish in the water. That beach was absolutely packed. Absolutely. Because my son even said, why is it that color? And I had to look down. I'm like, oh, a lot of jellyfish in the water, dude. It's like, why are they in there? I was like, because people don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care until something bad happens, right? If you don't say shark, then people don't care. That seems to be the one thing you can say to get people out. You can talk about rip turns. People know. They don't care. Jellyfish, they know.
I mean, jellyfish, because we used to do it when we were kids. Like, you go to August in Ocean City, there's a ton of jellyfish.
Did you get in the water in August?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you're just rolling the dice on, like, I hope I don't get stung. That's it. I remember getting stung a lot as a child.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of the going to the beach. You're going to end up with a sunburn, and you were getting stung by a jellyfish.
And you're excited to go.
I know. We were always excited to go.
Yep.
I think it took me until about like 14 or 15 to be like, I'm going to stay in the pool.
Yeah, what is the age where you determine the pain's not worth it, right? Because like kids are always pulling wheelies on bikes and doing jumps or whatever. But you get to an age where you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it. Did it 100 times as a kid. Yep. You cry it off. You're fine. And then, yeah, you hit an age like, no, that's all right, man.
First radio job I had, there was a outdoor amphitheater. This was the first year they had it. There was a big, think like White River. There's a big concrete stage.
All right.
And then there's rafters and all that. So they just finished putting the roof on the structure. It was like basically on a hillside. Outdoor amphitheater. Beautiful venue, to be honest with you. But they were intent on doing, based on the weight of things, they had some, you could only hold so much as far as the weight of the sound system and the lighting.
Right.
So they wanted to put in basically house lighting. If the bands wanted to put in additional lighting, they could do that on a couple areas, but that was about it. So my boss, he'd been waiting for these lights to come in for like, I don't know, because it was a lot of them, probably 4 or 5 months. It was part of the last piece of this puzzle before the show. Anyway, they're these big-ass cans, and John's like, hey, you're going to go up there, and you kind of screw them into the piping, right? And then you aim them. They're plugging in. You wrap the wires around the top, the whole deal.
Is John helping or just telling you?
John, he had a heart problem, so he could not get up on... You've seen the lifts that go...
cherry picker kind of thing.
And you drive them basically like a joystick, and then you lift them up. Now, I have a problem with heights, but I was able to do this at that time. Once I got up there, I was
How tall do you think it is? What, 30 feet, maybe?
25 to 30 feet.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, when you see the video of Eddie Vedder swinging from the rafters because he got a microphone stuck up top there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that before. I know for a fact he's certifiably crazy, or at least was, because I've been at that height.
It's crazy.
I've been at that height before, and it scares the living hell out of me basically in a bucket truck, essentially. So I'm up there, and you know these are brand new. They're slick. They're black. They're straight out of the box. And the last word John says to me, he's like, "Hey man, and this is the first one I'm putting up." He goes, "Just remember, those bad boys are way over $500 a piece, and we've got 25 of them, 30 of them. All right. Take the first one up, completely slips out of my hand, goes straight down in the concrete. Not only does this thing explode on the platform, this is a brand new. This thing has been paved, God, 5 months ago, six months ago." I basically chipped the concrete and took about an inch out of the bottom of the platform where the stage is from busting that light. Crap goes everywhere. My other boss is standing there, and he looks at me and he goes, "Do you have any idea how much those cost?" And
really? $500.
Like, over $500. He's like, "Oh my God." He got so pissed, and he just stormed off, did not talk to me for a while.
Really?
We got all of them up there, but the first one. Slipped right out of my hands. I was trying to put the screw in, do that stuff. It was like a nut. You tighten down, gone.
But see, this is why you hire people to do this type of thing.
That's right. I did not drop potato chips on people.
It was at a high school. They had a talent show, variety show thing, whatever, at the end of their year. It wasn't my high school. It was my buddy's high school. But our band played in it. But after the fact, it was a two-day thing. So after the fact, on Saturday, there's like the big cast party, and it's a bunch of teenagers, and no one's effing off. Like, no one's chugging booze or anything like that. But they fire up the PA. Everyone is now on the high school stage, and they're dancing. Me and my buddy Tony, we realized we could climb the ladders up into the catwalk where the lights are, in fact. So we're up there, those little platforms, but we had a bag of Lay's potato chips, which was Tony's idea, because the idea was we're just going to watch the action from the top, eat some chips. And a chip fell down, and when the chip landed on the stage, everybody looks up, and it's, you know, it's like a foam party all of a sudden. They're like, "Yeah." So me and Tony, we start grinding up potato chips in our hands.
It's going to be fun.
Dude, it was awesome. I mean, they're sprinkling down the people, and everyone's looking up with their mouths open. It's just that kind of thing, right? High school kids having a great time. The music's playing, and we are raining Lay's potato chips down there. So what could possibly happen? Lay's don't weigh enough to do anything. Hell, you could drop the bag. Someone's going to be fine. This is what we did not understand until this moment. They're dancing on a wooden stage. You don't realize how greasy Lay's potato chips are. And so they've landed on, and people are dancing on top and just mushing them down. So we could kind of see like a grease slick forming, but it didn't register to us that this might be dangerous. So they're still dancing, and we're just crushing up chips. So basically a full big-ass bag of chips has been crushed. They've rained down, and this one girl slips in one of the greasy areas where the chips were. And like you said, the guy delivering the pizza, of course, she hits head first. Her head hits the stage before any of the rest of her body does. And it's just boom. And we can hear it up in the catwalk. And we're just like, "Oh, no." And I don't know if the quote-unquote DJ, basically kid at a tape recorder, did this on purpose. But, like, the music cuts. So now it's just dead silent. And we're looking down at this. And all these kids look up at us like they're angry, you know, with the chips. And I'm just like, are they seriously mean-mugging us? Tony's like, "Hell yeah, man. That girl just ate it." I said, "Right, but they were cool with this, right? They're catching the chips in their mouths. I understand what happened now. This was not our intent." But she didn't get up for a while, man. It was bad. And the worst part was you kind of want to put your tail between your legs or hide in shame. There's no way to subtly do it, so it's dead silent. Either they're tending to this girl or they're staring at us. But we have to get down from the catwalk, and it's slow going because it's ladders. And then these little stairs. And by the time we get to the bottom, they didn't actually, but the vibe we got was just boo. And I just remember thinking, like, "Hey, man, you guys were cool with this. We were cool. No, we're young. We're stupid. We did not think this would happen. I'm sorry it happened." I think she was all right. I never, like, checked up on her, but I'm sure she's
fine. I mean, I did the same thing with my buddy and a bunch of kids. We were out, like, in the backyard on some kind of surface, and me and my buddy are just blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
These kids are eating it up, right? They're chasing the bubbles. They're breaking the bubbles. We got, like, giant bubbles, right? Until one kid slips, and then we realized we were just making a soapy. Same thing.
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, I did the same thing with my kids.
Like, we stopped, but, like, it was all covered in bubbles and slick at that point. Like, mm-hmm. What are we going to do?
But kids, they beg you to keep the bubbles going. I don't know what it is with children and bubbles, but, man, it is like throwing money in the air. Right? We would get one of those when we'd work out in the yard. when the kids were younger, because they'd always just bother you. They're like 4 and 5 years old. We got one of those kind of like self-making bubble machines.
Correct.
Blows these things out, right? Kind of pivots back and forth. Kids would be out there for hours. I mean, just standing in front of this thing chasing them. But there's one little divot in our driveway. Same thing. Kid slipped on all the soap or whatever the hell it is from the bubbles, man. He ate it hard, crashed into a potted plant. There's all the tears, and we're kind of like, oh, that actually should be obvious to us. Jeez. But we just didn't think about it, man.
Most inconvenient thing I've ever dropped in my life was my credit card, but I didn't drop it. I was down visiting my Uncle Bill. We're at a bar. It's an older bar. And there's just a small gap in between the bar and the bar sink and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all hard in that, you know, like anything else. Where the sink is, where the coolers are, all that stuff. That you can't move that stuff.
Right.
But there's a gap in between the bar and that. I hand the guy my card. He grabs it and drops it. And it goes directly down through that slit. Now, I was there for like 2 days. 2 days. I'm there for 7. That was my credit card.
Right, that's it.
It's gone. So the guy's got my number. 3 days later, that guy called my uncle and said, we were able to get on the ground, and we started fishing with a pole or whatever.
Should ask him what else you pulled out.
We actually drug out that card, man, come back to the bar and get it. And I was fortunate enough to be able to get it before I left. But that was...
You remember the lady in the old building?
They dropped the phone down the elevator.
I don't know what the odds of this are, right? And she was on, I don't remember what floor, but we were headed down. She gets on, she's looking at her phone like everyone on Earth. But she drops it as she's stepping in, and it didn't bounce or nothing. I mean, it just went straight down the elevator shaft. Thump. And this lady, we didn't know her, but you knew of her. She was in the building. First time I ever heard her speak. F! That was it. Top of her lungs. I don't know what she said to security. Because 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, what do you want us to do? She struck me as someone who might have the attitude that you're going to do something to get my phone. Because they did.
Did they get it?
Oh, yeah. By the time we were done smoking, I want to say that elevator was locked off. They called, you know, the Otis people or whatever. But, yeah, they stopped it. They went down to the bottom, got her damn cell phone.
Nice.
And all was right. But, yeah, as soon as that thing went down, just F.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.